better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Welcome, Faggotron 9000. You've been telling me that Asian women are the lowest tier of people that you can marry. Explain yourself.
Well, I went to a zoo recently, and when I was at the zoo, I was thinking, if I had to sleep with any animal, or I would instantly die, what animal would I pick? And I was walking past the seal enclosure, like a big walrus looking thing. It was like, ooh, that's hideous. I would hate that to be the animal that I had to pick. But then an Asian woman walked past and I thought, you know what? No. I think all of God's creatures are beautiful, man. So I don't think I said that.
Sorry. Must have been your doppelganger.
Must have been.
So you're looking forward to getting pounded into the earth this week in Supercoach?
This is probably the only week that I've been 100% confident, apart from Luke, who doesn't set his team. But yeah, I'm 1,000% confident that I'll win this week.
Are you going to be really?
And I think I get to glue my pubes to your head, don't I?
I get to glue my pubes as a beard around your mouth after I rape you like those priests did at the Austinville Catholic Church.
The Austinville priest was a nice man. So you must be thinking of Woodlawn, Matt.
Yeah, that. Let's not talk about that. Too real.
Didn't you get touched on the side of your arm? Weren't you casually groomed?
A gross old priest tried to seduce me. It was real.
What part of it? At what point did you decide, no, this isn't for me? Like how?
I never said I said no.
How long did the seduction go on for? okay. But you said he tried to seduce you.
Yeah, no. It was a very brief, uncomfortable moment, and I got quite aggressive, and I don't think he knew what to do about that. And he never spoke to me again, and now he's dead. And now he has a cafeteria named after him.
Well, at least you're not too specific, just name-dropping people, Matt. It's some very difficult clues to put together.
Yeah, well, he was around in that era, that Catholic priest era.
Well, I think it's a lot harder these days, isn't it?
Yeah, too many
with
times.
Snapchat and whatnot. Because
Do you think there's any priest rape Snapchats? Like a priest that just rapes, but he has a Snapchat that he films it on and then has little priest friends that watch it?
I don't know, man. I think technology's been kind to pedophiles. I don't know exactly how they go about it or what technology they use.
But if anybody knew, it'd be
Well, I could see, like, if I was a priest, I could see integrating Snapchat pretty easily into things, because it's kind of got that come into my room and do a one-on-one confession vibe.
Yeah, that's
where you can just like,
that's
send me a picture of your penis and then we'll just delete it, you know.
That is an unusual thing to do. Like, I mean, I guess not unusual, but now social media is kind of the religion as far as the societal implications go, meaning people used to tell their secrets to the priest, which is how the religion holds their power, right, is they confess their sins. And that's just like low-level Epsteining, where they take the information so then they have the power of the community. But now social media kind of has the same thing, because all people's deviancies happen on the social media and they can just pull them up willy-nilly.
I don't know if I 100% follow the correlation that you're getting at, but
so when you're, say, our parents' generation, or maybe their parents' generation, would tell all their secrets to the priest in the box, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
now no one does that, but everyone's secrets are in like social media messages or whatever. So, because that's where they go and they're all the secrets, and no one actually goes and beats religious anymore, unless you're like from a traditional home, which isn't very often these days.
I don't know if there's really a correlation with that so much as now just like pretty much all communication exists on the web. So back in the day, you probably had those same conversations with friends or loved ones, but it was just a verbal, non-saved forever conversation.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Like, I don't know if people are... Like, I don't know. I don't know if people are like, oh, damn, I haven't been able to confess for a while. I'm going to go talk about jacking off to...
But isn't that what they used to do?
To my friends, you know.
But isn't that what the thing was, though?
Well, maybe in anonymous. Maybe anonymous chat rooms are that space where you can just go on and Omegle or whatever it is. You can just get your willy out randomly or whatnot. Maybe people go and confess stuff there. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Huh. Who do you think is going
to
be?
I don't have anything to confess, so it's not a dilemma for me.
That's a lie, as has been proven in all religions. As the, what's that saying? Not sticks and stones, the other one. Cast the first stone type deal. Kind of proved that theory wrong, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, what were you going to say?
Who's going to be your big swinging dick this week that you think might give you a chance at beating me in Supercoach?
I'm going to say Ravalawa will go over 90. It's my hot take.
Who are they playing?
I'm expecting... That's a good question.
They have been...
I honestly don't... They're versing Cowboys, who have been on a downward spiral.
Yeah, it's a real cream bowl type matchup this week in that one.
And Dragons love that. Dragons love mine
drinky off this week.
And like, even when they're getting dominated, the wings out on Ravi's side have been crushing, getting like 70, 80, 90.
Yeah, I mean, all three of them.
Yeah, I think he's going to drink.
Are you vicing him or captaining him? Or are you just going to rely on old Claire's dog?
Nah, after last week, I'm just going straight on Cleary.
Yeah, that's fair. He is a very good player. Too bad he's not kicking goals.
He doesn't really need to, but yeah, goals are nice, especially when they're getting like 40 points. That's a pretty nice extra whack. Do you own... I heard you mention Scott Drinkwater. Do you own Scott Drinkwater?
No, I have Tommy. I was saying I wouldn't.
Oh, he did a little bit. He seemed more alive last week.
Yeah, he scored 80-something, but... It's like very frustrating when you can see if he was at 100%, he would still be better than everybody else. But he's still like probably he'd still be in the top 20 players this year as far as Supercoach goes. But he looks like absolute dog shit compared to normal.
The reality is he probably never will come back to the Tommy that you remember, and that it's probably time to let that illusion of what you want him to be go.
I'm literally
and just accept him for who he is.
I'm literally throwing up this week man. Playing Jaden Campbell instead.
I think you should do that. It's got nothing to do with the fact that we're versing each other. I just think that's the smartest type of play.
Has anybody ever told you have a magician's face?
A magician's face?
Yeah.
A No, no one's ever told me that. Do you want to explain it to me?
Just your whole beard, hair, eyes, everything just looks like a magician.
Like, yeah, like the loser, like the loser TV weirdo magicians.
Just like a cartoon magician,
or like,
a magician out of the Sims.
Well, it's not too bad. So, a satirical sketch of a loser TV.
I don't know why that's all. I'm not even smoking weed or anything, and that's all I can see with your face on this Zoom thing. I can just see that you'd be a wonderful magician. I don't know why I'm finding it so funny.
Like a David Blaine type?
No, is not like a cool magician, like your kid's party magician.
I don't think David Blaine's a cool magician. I think he's a bit of a weirdo, but that's...
Yeah, but that's what a magician is, though. But he's high level, though.
So you're talking like... just like $30 an hour.
Yeah.
Come with like that pack that you get from Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fake cards and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like you've got a whole deck of sevens.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why, but that got me pretty good. Anyway, back to Supercoach and less about your magician-y face. Should we go through the matches this week and see who we think's gonna take the W?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All right, who do you think is gonna win out of Doug and Jim? Oh, Jimmy's projected more.
I think
this isn't a visual medium, but Tim's put a background and then anime done an AI thing onto his face and he looks exactly like a magician. I'm assuming that wasn't on purpose, but can you see what I see now with your little magician-y face?
I want to say that I did that in 10 seconds on purpose, but it was already like that. So that's not great. I was hoping that this would stop everything. And the background's...
Sorry, dude.
The background's pretty magician-y.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing so hard. Because the sparklers in the background is definitely the most magician-y background you could have picked. Oh... that's top quality stuff. Oh, so
yeah, I think Doug.
Doug, yeah, probably
I Doug. Think Doug will beat James. Can you take a screenshot of my picture so you can put it on your Instagram for the people?
What is the? Is it Control S? Is that what it screenshot is?
Control Shift S, maybe.
Control Shift S.
No, Windows Shift S? No, I don't know.
Draw a shape. Oh, wait. Can you look forward and do it again? Just look forward. Hold on. Windows Shift S. There we go. Fucking hell.
Who do you think?
Oh, fuck me.
Who do you think will win out of?
Sorry, dude. The magician. So I don't know why I decided you look like a magician, but it's, I don't know, 15 years or however long we've been friends, the fact I've never realized you look exactly like a magician is so fucking funny. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a magician at the beach. Oh, fuck. We've got to get back to this. What are we doing again?
Matchup review.
Oh, yeah.
Doug versus James. So,
let's pop on it.
Dougie has D Brown as captain.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Who's been doing quite well.
Oh, yeah, because old mate's gone this week, isn't he?
Correct.
Doug's team.
Talakai's captain for Pappy, not too bad. Risky.
Surely you go Marzio against the Titans.
James has been doing a lot better than I think that he probably should. His team's pretty mediocre. Doug's got a final team. He's brought Montoya in though, which is pretty desperate behavior.
Yeah, he's a desperate man. Desperate acts. We won't worry about the next one because we all know that
he's got the
faggot retards are going to take out the win. But Phil is probably going to get beaten by Mitch, which is the best because Mitchell sucks at super coach, but he's had a couple of wins on the trot, which is very fun.
Well, it's good to see the cuck from the kid. Everyone likes seeing Phil fail. He's done a bunch of trades. And for some reason, his team still sucks massively. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad that I gave him Ponga. I hate Ponga.
Oh, Ponga's the gayest cunt. But do you know what's fucking hilarious? Is for the first time since week what two, is? Luke has filled a full team to verse Richard, which is very funny because fuck Richard. And Luke has literally given everyone a buy.
Oh, did he just said it?
Yeah, it's literally, he's got 13 on the park. He's even brought in Billy Smith.
Yes. That's so Billy funny. Smith. No, Brendan Smith. Oh, I own Billy Smith.
You have Billy Smith. Yeah, and his team's not even that bad. Yeah, I think
it's not that bad.
I think he's going to get walked over this week. That's so
actually reasonable. Well, apparently Nass is not starting. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters because I think...
Been moved to the bench.
Yeah, but I think he plays the same amount of minutes. He just comes on and causes a bit more damage in like 10 minutes in.
Correct. And potentially it's even better because people are a bit more tired, so yeah. He might get some extra line breaks. He doesn't really ever play over 50 minutes, so...
Nah, and he's good because... When you get close to the line, they just like take a step out of dummy half and just give him the ball like 1 meter out and see if he can fall over.
And he usually can.
Yeah. He's a prolific try scoring prop. Are we both on the Luke horse against Richard?
Yeah, same with Mitchell. Not necessarily 100% logic, but 100% who I want to see win. And yeah. I think he can do it. Richard deserves to have a shit week. He's been way too lucky, and I'm glad the Mavs have set a team.
And it's really, like, because Richard's such a loser, it's sad to see him be able to give you a hard time in the chat about your team because he's been doing quite well. And he started to offer bullshit.
Well, I don't want to attack the kid's character. I'll just leave it at that I like seeing him go down.
Well, that's cowardly of you. Moving on. Jake versus Durs. Durs sleeps in Doug's bed. Jake's doing a heap of meth. I think that's been well established. Captain Tomoko. Tomoko must be doing well, is he?
That seems real questionable.
Especially that because super interesting. Jake is captaining Latrell, which seems like a much nicer choice to have. And it does get Olakuwatu and Drinky. Oh, he traded for the other two chip bags, Edwards and whoever it was.
He sold Tohu, didn't he?
No, Edwards and... Fuck, someone. I can't remember. I could go and look, but I'm not going to. So who are we going for in Jake versus Durs?
Both teams ooze mediocrity.
They do. They're very generic.
I'm going to have to go for team with very generic. Just because Latrell's there, I think he's going to be the difference.
So I'm just going to go for Durs because potentially I'm going to have to sleep in his and Doug's bed going to this Bucks on the weekend.
Are you going to hang around after the fishing?
I don't, man. I as you well know, since you're the legitimately Australia's best fight MC, you'd know that I've had a pretty large couple of weeks. So I don't think I can, like, I don't think my body can handle being out. So I think I'll just do the fishing and take off home, I think. But I might be up there on Friday.
Yeah, fair call, man. It's a good effort just to make the fishing.
I'm really excited.
The listeners that aren't in the loop, we have a Bucks event with Steve, one of the participants in the league, the guy that likes to root a lot.
Loves rooting. And he's about to
root. I don't think he listens to this, and I don't know if the whole thing's secret. So I might be giving away stuff, but that's all right.
The game
if he listens, then that's his own fault.
It would appear that Steve might cop a win against Crispy McCurt.
I like to see that. I like seeing any Wiener boys take out the big dogs.
It is the best. It sucks when you look at other people's players and you're like, oh, I wish I had that.
I don't really get that much from anyone else's team just because my team's arguably got zero holes.
You'd have to have a pretty big argument.
Oh, no.
Your CTWs are the worst in the league.
See that, like, you've got no if you're there. Just the kind of guy that can only take information.
I guess cut those.
You take information from your little special groups and that kind of thing, mate. But the reality is I've identified talent. All of my boys in the CTWs got over 60 last week. Can you say that about your team?
Yes. Oh, wait, no, I can't. G-Cam got 40-something. But exactly. All of my two RFs got over 60, so, two of them over 100. Can you say that?
Not legally. like I can physically say it.
Yeah, I guess that we can physically say anything.
I meant...
Did we already discuss our
bet? I meant to put little Loyero on. Oh, we haven't gone into the... We rubbed over it, but if you want to give a full run through,
so I'm just going to quickly grab another beer
from the fridge. So talk through it.
Tim and I have a bet this week that if I lose, he gets to put a pube wig on my head. And if he loses, I get to put a pube beard on his face. And that has to be worn for 24 hours.
Because I have an odd-shaped head. I have an odd-shaped head, so I didn't want to shave my head just for a joke bet because it's very odd-shaped, and you already have a shaved head. Mm. But I'm willing to shave my beard because it's not that good and makes me look like a magician.
It does make you look exactly like a magician.
I've always been pretty self-conscious about my beard due to its beard-like nature and inability to grow above the jawline. But now I'm super insecure about it because of its magician-like nature.
I think whatever the fucking suit is that you've put on your AI characters makes it so much worse.
It's a turtleneck with a blue jacket, like from a wanky magician. It's pretty unfortunate, especially because I genuinely thought it looked cool. So, I got a lot to think about.
But I'm sure nobody else in the world ever thought you look exactly like a magician.
Yeah, I don't know. It just is unfortunate that I have that look because I do kind of extra stuff sometimes. A little eccentric.
Let's do
in some elements.
Let's do a little segment where we compare our positions and honestly analyze who we think has better in those positions starting from the top, and then we'll work our way down. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, okay, so we'll start with missionary. I think because I have, like, really strong glutes that I would probably be better at missionary than you. And because you're, like...
Did you say you wanted to start with magicianry?
I said I said missionary. I thought isn't that the game we're reviewing our who's better in each position?
In Supercoach. I understand that you're
gotcha.
But yeah, you're being a bit of a.
I don't like that you got to. I don't like that you got to say magician.
That's very funny. All right. So at hooker, I have Mahoney, and who do you have? Oh, Brayley. Who's actually better?
Blake Brayley. Both have been doing some shit, man. Mahoney is better in my view, but
I would say they're very close. I don't think that.
But I think
one for the other would be that great for either person. I think they're pretty even.
Nah, I just like I'm gonna ride or die with Brayley the whole year. I didn't have a real hooker last year, and I learned my lesson. It's just not a position I want to be in, so I'm okay with Blake. I got him pretty cheap.
Yeah, he's not
he bad. Has good games every now and then, but both have been dishing out some dog shit. So
yeah, all right. So who are your front rowers? You've got Big Blake Laurie, and AFB. Yeah, no, you've got better props than me. I've just got Royce Hunt and Tommy Flegler. So I'd say you're better in the front rows because you have Adam Fanua Blake.
Yeah, fresh acquisition. I paid a lot for him. But
what was the trade?
I traded basically my three best players in Garrick, AJ, and Ponga. And I acquired AFB, Gutho, and Rapana.
Fuck, you got raped. That is so rough.
Well, I don't agree, but
I guess this week we'll...
I actually think Rapana is honest. Rapana's on a tear, and he got like 69 last week.
Buying high.
However, AJ and Gary both went over 80, so.
Yeah, seems like a large mistake. What's under that? Oh, okay. 2RF. This one will be interesting. I have Hosking, Hopgood, and Wilton. And you have Hudson Young, Sorensen, and Waddell. I would say I would take a pretty clear victory on that one.
I don't agree.
One is better than any
Hosking
of
them? Hudson Young is better than all of those players named.
Is he better than any of them, actually? Like, not by...
Get your best guys up and we'll run through the last five scores. Okay. Well, that's all that we're playing Supercoach, mate. The entire game is based on the points that you get. So
okay, hold on.
You fucking clown.
All right, let's see. What's
you're about to send me on one of your angry rants, mate. I'll come on here and just start talking about how people judge my meat.
I don't know.
What about Chris Angel? He gets angry.
Does he? Some have said he's a mind freak.
So let's go through the...
I'm trying to load my fucking phone.
The last seven.
All right,
the last seven
Hudson
from Hudson,
details,
79, 61. Yeah, last seven, 79, 61, 660, 55, 79, 66. That's since round three.
That's not bad.
If that's not a gun at second row, man, I don't know what is. That's all I want, a reliable 60-plus guy. That's bread and butter, man. That's what wins you a season, not the guys that get 100 sometimes and 30 the next, you know?
I don't think I've ever had one get 30. Well, let's have a look-see here. Hosking, let's see what he got. I haven't had him.
Hopgood has 10 guys fighting for his job. He's done. Hosking has a very limited lifespan. Could lose his job at any time.
Hosking, 117, 80, 61, 62, 49, 55, 67.
So you're getting 49s there, mate. Like, yeah, the hundreds are pretty. The 49s lose your weeks.
I mean, it's not 49s. It's 49.
It's not bad.
It's singular against the competition favorite.
Yeah, look, it's not bad. Would I trade Hosking for Hudson? 100% no.
Okay. We can pretend that's the reality if you want. Your halves, I imagine.
It's the reality. Put it in right now. I'll click decline.
Tactical. I like it. My halves are Ilias and Carl, which isn't a great combo. So I'm sure yours are better. Oh, yeah, you got Cleary. So, yeah, obviously your halves are going to be better. Do you have a 5'8 at all? Oh, you've got Jack White.
I have Cleary, who's not great, but...
No, I'd say
Oluwapu. I do think I'm going to get a fair bit more out of him.
I think White and Oluwapu are very similar, even if Oluwapu only plays one half.
Well, it's not a very gentlemanly exercise to compare filth.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're both
they're both garbage.
Yeah.
Ilias
is also pretty garbage.
There's nothing on the waiver wire.
Nah, our waivers are so rough.
Ilias is super garbage.
Yeah. All right. Who are your CT?
You should be fighting for Fogarty, man. I'd be acquiring Fogarty if I was you.
No, I'm probably just gonna drop everybody and keep Jaden and just play an AE after this week because I've got an easy week this week. So after this week I'll have a bit of a look.
People attack my CTWs, but I actually love them. I'm very happy with them. When I look at them, I'm just like, yes, that's the pack I want. I got Rapana.
Go on.
I got Ravalawa. I got David Nofo-Luma. Mm. We got 103 last week. Billy Smith and Ramian. So I actually back them all. I know people bully them. I'm a bit upset with Ramian, but yeah, I love
them. Yeah, Ramian's not getting a run this week, according to my screen.
No, because Billy Smith looked really good last week.
Yeah, he had 20.
And I feel like Billy will probably die soon. So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I want to get the most out of him before he dies.
All right, my CTWs.
Mate, Ramian's got 30 like way too many times.
Yeah, that's fair. I've got Nick Meaney, Cheekam, Philip Sammy, Taruva and Balance Tafara.
I'm so upset you got Valance. I was on the rubdown. If there's any rubdown people, I was on the rubdown group and they put his image up about 11 a.m. and everyone was talking about him. I'm like, I don't know who that guy is. And then I looked at who was like starting and I saw his name, but it didn't ring a bell. I was like, it couldn't be that guy. And then at like 2:30, I finally like went through their pictures and figured out who it was and then went to acquire him. And he was taken at 2 p.m.
By May, I assume, since I still have him.
By you.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I was pretty upset.
I'm guessing the Broncos are winning, are they?
I think he's your only good.
Nope.
I think Valance is your only good CTW.
You don't maybe think Nick Meaney is a good CTW?
What's he on right now?
Not like one. Yep, he's on one.
Well, it's not great.
His predicted score is 86.
No, I like Nick.
And Philip Sammy is actually...
I like Nick. I think he's a good player.
Philip Sammy's really good bin trash also.
I think my CTWs are more well-rounded than yours. None of them are going to go below 55 in a week. Whereas yours are very much fluctuating up and down.
Not true at all. That's just a blatant lie.
Mate, I got David Nofo-Luma. He was my second waiver pick, which means I was like 10th waiver. Everyone had to go through twice. Everyone ignored him, comes out and gets 103. And the reason I knew that he was primed and ready is because an article came out saying that Benji had sat him aside, talked through his problems at the start of the season, what he was going through. Benji reminded him of how Benji remembers him in the good old days at his best, and he's back. He's going to be putting up hundreds of regularly and got him for free.
I like Nova. I drafted him at draft pick 7 because I'm retarded and then dropped him to the waivers.
Why didn't you take him back on his return?
All of my CTWs are better than Nova. Which is a pretty
good thing. Did any of them get over 103 last week?
Let me have a look. Tafare
got the answer is no.
Tafare got 100-ish. Might not have gone over 100, actually. No, I think the
88 wasn't.
I think it was 90 something. Let me have a look. Yeah, 94. So, no. So, yeah, last week he did
well. He play a full game?
He did.
Valance, did he play a full game? Yeah, nice.
He did.
He was a bit huffy-puffy at the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a big lad.
Is it true that he was the Dolphins' lawn boy?
Yeah. Last year. And then got the call off into the first grade squad.
Love to see it.
He's only played like 15 games of rugby league ever.
Was he a rugby union guy or just like a very powerful lawn man?
Yeah, he's a... I think that's a way better narrative. Just being a very powerful lawn man.
Wayne Bennett saw him pushing the giant lawnmower instead of turning it on.
He was like, holy fuck, that guy is powerful. But I just like...
just whippersnippering the entire oval.
I just like the... Obviously, he looks like he's a prop, but his speed off the mark for a gigantic man is very impressive.
Yeah, well, he was a schoolboy sprinting champ, wasn't he?
I do not have any information to confirm nor deny that.
So you don't really deserve him because you don't really know much about the guy. I did the research.
You didn't.
Would you take Rami in for him, Jesse Rami? would you?
sorry, I'm just staring at your magician-y face again. It's so good. Stop wiggling your features. It's very disconcerting.
Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes.
This podcast has been absolute dog shit, but it's been very fun.
It's in the top 10 easily. Okay. Well, I'd like to finish the episode with a segment. I'm going to say a word or a name, and then I want you just to say the first thing that comes into your mind. It can be multiple words, just an authentic response.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Your chances this week.
100%.
Richard.
Dickbag.
The Mavericks.
Who?
Luke, the Mavericks team.
Who? Retard.
Ambition.
A lot.
Scientology.
Real.
Hemorrhages. Oh, no, I meant hemorrhoids.
External.
Okay. If you want to finish with anything, Matt, I'll give you the last 20 seconds for your own podcast.
I just like to
I'm on the name credits, actually.
Oh, yeah. I just like to thank you for being the fight MC on the weekend. You did a great job.
No worries. I was real tired and it took me a bit to amp up, but then I was really having a good time.
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bum-der!